feel that winter solstice high? Can it make everything alright? Show me reindeer flying through the midnight sky. We got a dream that comes back every year. Falling pine needles and stockings full of cheer. I want it all until it disappears, for it's gone, gone, gone. Another Christmas is around the corner, and I can feel it, darling, getting closer. It's coming down the road, and stopping it now is impossible. I built a snowman out the back.
Where are we? I don't know where we are. We're on the radio. That's the one thing I do know. I have seen... There's a chuckle in the background that I recognise. Jamie Cullum. Jamie, good morning to you.
Marty, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, and all the better for the pleasure I'm getting from a song called Turn On The Lights.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's really, really good news.
It's a fabulous song. Do you know, I don't know what it is. It sounds like I've known... Do you know what I'm going to tell you? It sounds like I've known it for years. It sounds like I've always known it, and it's just in my head all the time, playing it all over the last few days. It's wonderful. From the Piano Man at Christmas, your brand new CD. So well done. Can I just say
thank you? That's precisely the. I mean, you've literally given me the praise I was hoping for. Which is that all these songs, whilst they're brand new original songs, that they feel familiar. They feel like getting your Christmas decorations down from the attic or wherever you get them from. Or they feel like that old jumper you put on around this time of year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we love at Christmas, a bit of familiarity. But I just thought it might be time to add some new songs into the pot that felt pretty timeless.
Well, that's the thing. Now, I suppose you were writing these all the way through lockdown. Obviously you were. That was the way we were all in that situation. So what made you think about writing a Christmas album, presumably during the summer?
Well, because I think I've been planning to do it for a while, to be honest. It's definitely been something I've wanted to do, especially because a lot of the music that fits around this time of year is a genre of music that I'm really very familiar with. You know, that kind of timeless, old school...
Classics.
Kind of,
classics,
exactly. Mm. Great American Songbook.
Yeah.
So I think... I knew it was something I wanted to do, but I think it also coincided with two things. It coincided with me being kind of a grown-up with my own kids and kind of rediscovering Christmas and why it's so wonderful. Because I think you fall out of love with it a bit in your kind of 20s, and then, you know, you've got young... And then I think I'm at the age now where Christmas feels like this kind of wonderful thing again when it comes around. So first of all, I was in that area. And secondly, I think during lockdown... All my touring had been cancelled, and there was all this kind of anxiety kind of flying around at 100 miles an hour. Nobody knew what was going on. I think writing Christmas songs felt like something quite cosy and familiar to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And thinking, as you say, thinking about family and thinking about all these things that we all do, and we've all spent so much time with the family. Good job you get on with your lady wife and children and all the rest of us. Good job you all get on.
Well, I know it's shown up a lot of things in one's life, hasn't it? And I certainly realised that my DIY skills could do with some honing. I'm sure my wife would say my husbanding skills as well. But you know, we did our best, and you know, I'm blessed. And my wife is amazing. My kids are amazing. So we did mostly do really well during that time. And yeah. I think my kids are at a young enough age for it to feel like a bit of a gift.
Are they very small?
Well, they're 7 and 9 now, so actually they're not that. Yeah,
oh, that's a wonderful age, a wonderful Christmas age. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, you're going to have such fun. It's going to be fantastic, as you know. It really is. And incidentally, I love the cover of the album, the two of you, yourself and your lady wife. Is that a London cab you're in?
It's not. It's a vintage 1959 Chevy.
Oh, excuse me.
No kidding. I mean, tell me about it. It's like someone I know has a couple of them. He's a crazy collector of those kind of things, and we borrowed it. And do you know what? Sophie helped me dream up this kind of because I think the album feels very kind of cinematic and kind of romantic.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the kind of standard Christmas album cover where I'm. You know, handing a child a Christmas present kind of vibe.
I understand. Not that there's any mean streak in you. No, I understand.
Exactly.
Pick another song. Pick another song for me from The Piano Man at Christmas, Jamie Cullum.
Do you want something old school?
Give me old school first.
Well, do you know, one of the songs that was particularly fun to record because it felt like real catharsis getting together in the studio with the musicians was Hang Your Lights.
Yes.
That's a really good one. It's like a Christmas party you hopefully want to go to.
That's right. I remember them vaguely. It seems like an awfully long time ago now.
No, exactly.
Anyway, here it is. Exactly. This is Hang Your Lights from The Piano Man at Christmas, the wonderful new album from Jamie Cullum.
Sing, sing, sing of the mistletoe. Dance, dance, dance by the fire. Keep the golden songs alive with an old church choir. And you can hang your lights on me. Love, love, love under frosty skies. Arm in the snow. There's a twinkle in your eye, 'cause when you know, you know. And you can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Bring, bring, bring down a gleaming crown. Raise a toast to one and all. Shut the curtains and the door. I want your loving, not your war. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights. You can hang your lights on me.
album during the summer or the autumn, I don't know. When did you actually put it together? Because of the social distancing carry on and everything. How did you do it? What did you do?
Yeah, it was a challenge in that sense. So I wrote it March, April, and then we started arranging it kind of just over the phone, basically, me and the arranger, Tom Richards. So we did all that, and we kind of got friends of ours to help make demos from their living rooms into their computers. And so we managed to kind of cobble together demos. So we knew exactly what we were going to do. Yeah. And then as soon as lockdown was over, we booked a week in Abbey Road Studios, and we got everyone into the studio, but everyone had to be 2 meters apart, and there were screens between everyone. So that is not normally how I'd like to record a big band. Normally, I mean, it is how you record a big band if you want it to sound super clean.
Yes.
But I like a kind of dirtier, older kind of big band sound. So it was a bit tricky to do that, but we had some really talented engineers and an amazing producer and mixer, Greg Wells in Los Angeles.
Greg Wells, didn't he work on, what's it, Greatest Showman, did he?
Greatest Showman, exactly. Yes. Yeah, he produced all the Great Show, and he worked on my album, The Pursuit, 10 years ago as well. So we know each other, and we have a shared love for this kind of style of great American songbook.
But it's got
music.
That big sound. The album has a huge sound. I'd love you to tour it. Do you hear me talking nonsense?
Oh, I would love to as well. I mean, yeah. The idea of it now feels, as you say, it feels quite quaint, but. I do think, obviously, things will come back around again, and I'd love to play these tunes for real, because, you know, just playing them in the studio with the band has been really magic, and it'd be nice to translate some of that magic into the real world.
Well, I think so, and you talk about magic. You know, it's interesting. I got a letter from a guy called Frank Kelly, one of our listeners, and he said, can I recommend to you, when we do Christmas tunes, Jamie Cullum's new album, The Piano Man, brand new Christmas songs, and it's wonderful. And he went to see you, as I did. Last gig I saw you, the last live performance I saw was you on the 9th of March at Bord Gáis here in Dublin. That was the last time I saw you.
Wow.
Last gig I saw, the last gig everybody saw probably.
Yes, the last gig on earth.
Yeah, but anyway, Frank went on and he says it's an absolutely fantastic album and you really shouldn't miss it. Isn't that incredible now? There you go. So
people, that is amazing. I love that.
Just, have to send Frank a £5 note, a crisp £5 note.
Well, do you know, it's hard to get music out there these days.
Yes.
Particularly, you know, with the Christmas album, I think if it doesn't have the familiar ones in there, it's definitely harder. But I think what's happened is that the people who are hearing it are telling other people about it, and word of mouth is doing its job, you know, and you just have to stand behind what you do and believe in its quality and hope that people will take notice. That's all you can do, really.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, you're taking a chance, because if you don't include a few of them, people say, oh, no, hang on a second. But the point is, and there's the important thing, isn't it? You need the plays. You need to be on radio. You need people to hear it. And will you have any TV opportunities over Christmas? Any situations there?
So, I mean, I've been doing loads of these things kind of on Zoom. I did one of your Irish breakfast shows, the AM show, on you know, from my computer here.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to be performing on Jonathan Ross as well with the small version of the band, the bigger version of the band that we can fit into the room. So there are a few things, but again, I definitely made this album for to sound good in the next 50 years. You know, I think
good for you.
Christmas songs should take root over many years, and I never really have a master plan, but I did think I'm not going to make this all about this year or write about it being the year of coronavirus Christmas or whatever.
No, I know.
I'm going to just make this like a Christmas record that could sound good in 1950 and in 2050.
Well, you see, the point is, if, as you well know, of all the albums that have come out in the last whatever number of years, Michael Bublé's Christmas album is seen as the one, isn't it? It really is. It's seen because that's the one.
Sure.
Well, I think yours sits very comfortably beside it. I really do. I just think it's right there beside it, because you've got your new material. He put some new stuff on his as well, which was clever. And I just think it's the same. You're in the same market, lads. You know, it's out there. It's out there. Talk to me about The Piano Man at Christmas, by the way. I'm thinking of Billy Joel, Piano Man at Christmas. I love that. I love the title.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's definitely a cheeky nod to that, of course. The truth of the matter is that the idea for the song came about. I was working with Robbie Williams last year, and I just casually said to him, I said, God, there's always a job for a piano player at Christmas. And I wrote that down in my notebook. I thought, it's a good line for a song or something. And then if you say piano player and job in a line in a song, it's probably not going to be a great song, because they're just not very good words to sing. Maybe in Portuguese, they're probably beautiful.
Maybe so, yeah.
So, I just started kind of mucking around with the idea, and it just, you know, and then I was, it was, the song was going to be When You're the Piano at Christmas. That didn't make any sense because I didn't want to be, people think I was an actual piano. And then eventually it's like, I wanted to be your man, but instead I'm just the piano man at Christmas. It just was like, that's it. That yeah. just felt like the line in the song. And then it wasn't about Billy John. It was just because it rhymes and it feels good and it scans well in the song. And I thought, well, hopefully Billy won't mind me borrowing it for a couple of Christmases.
No, of course not, for heaven's sake. Here it is. It's the title track of the album, conveniently, as well done, Jamie. That's a very clever thing. The Piano Man of Christmas. This is the actual song.
Sitting down there at the old folks' home, crooning white Christmas. I got 300 songs about Santa Claus under my fingers. Then down to the Crown Hotel, played till our heads hurt like hell. I'm asking myself, who am I supposed to be? But there's always somewhere to go. You're never gonna be lonely under the mistletoe. I thought I could be your man, but I'm just a piano man at Christmas. There's always a new place to go to, just no one to go with. When I strike up with old Nat King Cole, I'm the hero till morning. Well, they rock around the tree. I can't shake, I feel so empty. I'm asking myself, so who am I supposed to be? But there's always somewhere to go. You're never gonna be lonely under the mistletoe. I thought I could be your man, but I'm just the piano man. Well, I've always been a loner with some songs in my back pocket and a million borrowed my brides couldn't bring me any solace. Will someone come and tell me, who am I supposed to be? I'm just trying to find my way through. Don't care about a savior, just wanna hold on to you. I thought I could be your man, I'm just a piano man.
I'm chatting with Jamie Cullum, who we love on this program, and the listener's mad about you, by the way. Just thought I'd throw.
Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. Thank you.
As a friend of mine used to say, just the one then. That I'm only joking. Listen, what's Christmas morning going to be? Have you a plan already in train for Christmas morning at home?
God, you know what? It's actually, we have, at every stage of our plans have gotten more and more confusing. So actually, we've not made any plans yet. We're obviously going to be together. Yeah. Hopefully, we're going to see my parents and our extended family and stuff like that. So, but we've actually made an effort to try and not set our hearts on anything right now. So we're just staying wide open. And you know, hoping that we can all get together and just as long as everyone's in good health and, you know, have to stick to the rules, all that kind of stuff. But I think right now there's no obvious plans have been made just yet.
Well, but you'll be called on to play the piano, I expect, wherever you end up.
No, do you know what? It's never within.
Joking me.
Never. I really rarely play the piano and sing at home. I really like it's only if I'm writing. I never do that for my kids or my wife, or almost never.
That's how is that? Because you also play the guitar and you play the drums. How come you don't kind of? So I've got a great song for you, and you kind of lash. You must do that from time to time.
I'll try. Like if I'm writing a new song, I'll play it to my wife. I'll say, "What do you think of this?" And that's, you know, that's a lot of that is how this record came about. But in terms of like for anyone else's entertainment, I never play at home at all, and it's just I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something I would do. I'm too busy running around on Christmas Day looking for AAA batteries.
Yes, I know.
Kids' toys, you know.
You should have been stocking up by now. And clearly we understand that you're no good at DIY, so I don't know what it is you're doing, Jamie, at home.
Exactly. You know, well, precisely.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's have one more track before we finish, because I want to wish you the very best. I hope you'll come back and see us again, because, God, that night, I loved it, that night back in March. That show was so good. I hope you'll come back and play for us in Ireland again soon when you can. Have you dates kind of set up already? Have you a plan for the new year at all?
Because they're all happening as we go along in life, doing our best. And I think we're hoping for them to happen. I think that's all we can do. We kind of put the dates in stone.
And how soon are you starting? How soon are you down to start?
April. We're supposed to start, which still may be a bit too early, but we just have to stay flexible.
There's good news on the horizon, and I think, you know, I keep talking about this optimistic spring. I think you've got to be optimistic and got to say, hopefully it's going to get back. And people are starting to go back to football games. It's starting. Starting again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
right. So give me the final one, because we turned out the lights, we hung the lights, and we've had the Piano Man at Christmas. So where are we going to go now?
Well, you want something. You want something big and boisterous to end on.
Yes, let's go out. Always go out with a bang.
Well, then this is my kind of jukebox Christmas song, and it's called "Christmas Never Gets Old."
Yes,
2 minutes 40 seconds, big band jazz, proper Sinatra, Count Basie, Nelson Riddle, that kind of vibe.
Oh, that's you're right, talking right up our street here. Listen, that's fantastic. "Christmas Never Gets Old," Jamie. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations with the album. I'll have to make it album of the week now, I suppose. Recommend it to people.
Oh, Marty, you're very kind. No. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support.
Just trying to help you out. That's all.
Well, you're doing it.
Well, to you and Sophie, Jamie. Merry Christmas, and do take care, and well done, and congratulations. Take care.
Thanks again, and look after yourself as well. Bye.
You too. God bless.
It may be a season story, but find a greater feeling. I'm driving along down the road to home. Christmas never gets old. I don't get tired of the singing or reading the same old things. Love every one of the rituals. Christmas never gets old. Presents are wrapped and the stockings are hung. All the children relieved, all the waiting is done. The houses are glow, now look up, mistletoe. Let's get on with the show. All of the usual face, church bells are reeling me in. Give me red and green, silver and gold. Christmas look up, mistletoe, let's get on